Jack, frustrating result at the weekend. What do you make of the performance?
Yeah, no, the result was very frustrating. It's a bad result for us. But in terms of the way we played, I thought we played probably one of our most exciting games, to be fair. We've done everything but score, I think.
You almost scored yourself, cracking shot. When you hit it, did you think it was going in?
I did think it was going to go in, to be honest. I'd already looked up to sort of go and celebrate, but unfortunately that just kind of summed up the day, I think.
So near yet so far, yeah. But a big week coming up and some big games coming up. Must be exciting to be involved in these kind of games.
Yeah, of course, as a player, you want to be playing in these sort of high-pressured scenarios, you know. You want to be up there and you want to be playing against the best teams in the league, and that's just how it is. And you know, as much as we take it game by game and day by day, obviously we're not stupid. We know that it's a big three games for us.
Wigan have got 6 successive clean sheets at home. You've scored in every league game away. Something's got to give, hasn't it, on Saturday?
No, something's got to give. It'll be interesting to see how the game pans out. We're going to go there and try and win the game as we always do, and I'm sure they'll be doing exactly the same thing, so it should be an exciting game.
What's it like as a midfielder playing in a game like Saturday compared to the one you're going to play this Saturday, where Wigan are, we're the best will in the world, going to come and try and beat you, aren't they?
Yeah, no. So it's going to differ massively. I mean, obviously, on the weekend, you kind of know you're going to have the ball, and then it's all about your decision-making, how you're going to work it out. I think on Saturday, you're going to see stuff that might be a little bit more instinctive, because they're going to be trying to go for the win. They're not going to be sitting back. You're not going to try and break them down. You might be able to turn quickly. You might be able to drive past someone instead of them all sitting in like a, you know, front five, if you like, in front of you. So it should be interesting.
How have you found life at Bradford thus far?
Yeah, seamless transition, to be honest with you. I've really enjoyed it. And hopefully long may that continue. So, yeah, it's good.
You know all about the division, obviously. What are your thoughts of how it's making up at the minute in terms of where you are in the league?
I think it just sums it up, really. I think, you know, we started really well. Probably of late, had some results that, you know, we're not really proud of, and we should have got some more points. But we're still up there and we're still in and around it. I think it's the same thing on any day. Some teams that are at the bottom can always beat someone at the top, and I think that's just, everyone has to be on it every single game. So there'll be plenty of twists and turns come end of the season.
And I guess given the fact that you are fourth, and it's clear, everyone feels there's a little bit more to come, at least from the side, that's a good position to be in, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a good sign. Look, it's not about being top of the league now. It's not about being top of the league after January. It's about being up there right to the end, and we're in a good position, I think, to try and kick on. We've had a little bit of a blip, I think, in terms of some results, but everyone goes through that in the season, and we've had ours, I say, probably earlier than most. So hopefully now we can try and kick on.